All right, and we are now joined by Christian Eckes, driver of the number 18 Safe Light Auto Glass Toyota for Kyle Busch Motorsports. Can you just walk us a little bit through your run today, how it felt out there?
Yeah, man, we were really fast our short runs. I felt like we could run to the best of them for about three or four laps, and for whatever reason, we just weren't good past that. So finally, a result we can build on, and the 22nd, 23rd, and 14th place finish to start the year definitely hurt, but we finally got to turn around a little bit and we can build on it and hopefully be two spots better at Homestead.
Great. Well, we're going to take some questions from the media. To kick us off, we'll go with Casey Campbell. Go ahead with your question, Casey.
Hey, Christian. What was it like, you know, getting this big run after some struggles earlier on in the season with you guys?
Yeah, you know, it's huge. You know, we kind of had a come to Jesus moment in the conference room this week, just trying to figure out what we could do better. But I feel like we've done that. We can finally start stringing some finishes together. It's going to be big for momentum. This is really what this sport's about. And to finish third means a lot. It's definitely a lot harder with the 40-car field right now. So, you know, third probably could be, fifth or sixth in a normal race. So, yeah, I'm really happy to finish here and just looking forward to the next race.
Now, also, you know, not being on the track at all in Atlanta, no practice, no qualifying, how did you adjust to that, going to all these new places where you haven't raced?
Yeah, it's just a lot of preparation. It's actually a little bit better starting from the pole because you know exactly what you got to do after watching film and stuff like that. You can just hold it wide open and see what happens. But, you know, at Charlotte, we really struggled with that, you know, starting deep. Not really know what traffic does at Charlotte or anything like that. So, like I said, overall, it was better this week start from the pole. And now that we got a little bit of momentum, I'm a little bit more comfortable back in the truck. It should be better for Homestead as well.
All right. Thanks, Christian.
Yep. No problem.
All right. We are going to actually take a question from Brian Eberle. I'm going to read that for you. A tough start to the season for you, but a third place result today ties your career best result. How much momentum does that give you heading to Homestead next weekend, where you also finished third last year?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like this track's similar grip level wise. You're always sliding, and it's definitely a tough racetrack as far as that. Just a lack of grip later in the run, but lots of grip in the beginning of the run. So, like you said, we struggled in the beginning. We finally got some momentum now, and hopefully we can string together some better finishes.
All right, and our next question will come from Jacob Seelman. Go ahead with your question, Jacob.
Thanks, Mercer. Christian, congratulations on the run. Kind of to follow up from one of the earlier questions, you mentioned having the come to Jesus meeting after a couple of rough finishes to start the year, but you guys had speed. Was this more of a case of, you know, really finally being able to put a whole race together than necessarily lacking something for you guys?
Yeah, for sure. Execution as a whole, we haven't been great on my end and the team's end. We had a bad pit stop today. It was a little bit of both of ours. So we're not perfect. Oh, God. We're not perfect yet, but in the same aspect, we're getting closer.
All right. And our next question will come from Nick Lewis. Go ahead with your question, Nick.
Christian, talking about the string of bad finishes, do you approach your preparation any differently when you're kind of in a slump versus, you know, when you're having success?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like after Daytona, I tried to do something different. After Vegas, I tried to do something different. And then after Charlotte, we tried to do something different. It's just kind of finding a balance of whatever works for you. For me, I just went back to good old fashioned film instead of, trying to go off the sim as much. So, I feel like we're in a good balance right now, and I felt like I was really prepared to make moves and do the stuff I needed to do today. And, as far as the team stuff, it's just a matter of time. So I'm really looking forward to the next races, and we all have a little bit of improvement to do.
Do you feel like the sim helps you – or the film, excuse me, helps you more than the sim does?
I'd say 50-50. The film is identical, and the sim is really, really close, but – there's something about film that just kind of gives you that little bit extra confidence. So, yeah.
All right. Thank you.
No problem.
All right. And our final question for Christian will come from Chris Knight. Go ahead with your question, Chris.
Hey, Christian. I was just wondering, you said your truck was really good on short runs today. Any ideas on what you can do to make it better during long runs?
Yeah. Obviously, I don't really know yet. It'd probably take a little bit just to go over everything and figure out what we can do better, but Our car was really fast on a short run, so it's just kind of trying to find the happy medium. Like I said, I felt like we could run with anybody there for about, you know, 5-6 laps, especially in clean air. Like, I felt if we had clean air there at the end, we would have had a shot for sure, but and we still did have a shot, but even more. So, yeah, there's a little bit of work to do, but we're definitely closer, and I'm looking forward to it.
All right, Christian. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Congrats on the finish, and we will see you next weekend at Homestead Miami Speedway.